Researching Blues. Written by a Welsh woman. Read by Crimson Moon. I can't believe there wasn't anything that we could find. I mean, how many books have we gone through? Styles jumps up from where he was sitting, startling Lydia from where she was slowly starting to nod off, head dipping towards her chest before jerking upright. The glare that she sends Styles' way is ignored as he grabs yet another book, swatting Isaac's foot and making him flail off the couch as he wakes with a yelp. I think there might have been something that we might have missed, some phrase or even a few words that might have told us where to look, where to focus our attention. Why do we need to figure this out now? Jackson grouses, moving over to Lydia's side and placing a drink at her elbow, a quick squeeze to her shoulder that is only visible if one is looking for it. I thought this creature wasn't dangerous unless it confronted. And how long does it take before something that was not dangerous turns dangerous? Styles thumps the book down on the table, narrowly upsetting Lydia's drink and snatching up his own. Those pixies? The young troll? Those brownies? Something that sounds like a delicious treat should not be capable of being so vicious. Walking in through the kitchen, Derek reaches out and plucks Styles' drink out of his hand, replacing it with a plate of food. I think that's enough caffeine for you. Eat something before you piss someone off and they kill you. Looking over the group that has gathered and the many glares aimed back at him, Styles decides to listen for once and stuffs a sandwich in his mouth. The end. Thank you for listening.